hot summer night, would you offer your throat to the wolf with the red roses? We had to do it, and Meatloaf, Bat Outta Hell, makes the list of world's best rock albums, and so it should. Years and years in the making before hitting that studio and putting it together piece by piece, Jim Steinman put together. Really, initially, Jim was a writer, if you like, music writer, more for stage shows, theatrical style of writing. He actually put together a couple of songs on this album. For Neverland, which was supposed to be a theatrical play, of course, a follow-up for Peter Pan. So this is all coming together, I guess, if you like. But in the studio, he got Todd Rundgren. You know who I'm talking about. To put it together, produce it, do all the guitars on the album. Jim Steinman played the piano, plus a few other things, and of course put his vocal to the backing, actually worded on a hot summer night, would you offer your throat to the wolf with the red roses? That is Jim Steinman. And then of course he was already friends with Meatloaf, had been for a number of years, and they had discussed putting together this album for quite a while. Meatloaf, of course, an entity unto himself and a singer by any man's woman's imagination. So, you know, it all kind of worked and came together. I'm not going to go through each individual track. There's absolutely no point. I mean, there's not much I can tell you about this album that you probably don't already know anyway. Other than the fact that many people, even today, who buy this album, 200,000 copies a year is still sold. Still don't know who the hell Jim Steinman is. It just says Meatloaf, right? But as you know, just because it says words and music by Jim Steinman, it doesn't mean crack all. You know, Jim Steinman really put together this amazing piece of art, which is really what it was initially. It took a year or so before For Crying Out Loud was performed live in the South, before it really went up to a whole new level. So, you know, these are the little things that mattered when everything was being pieced together. Another fallacy is that there was a follow-up album called Bad for Good by Meatloaf. That is not true. He was still writing lots and lots of music, Jim Steinman I'm referring to, and he released two albums in 1 year. The first album was his own, where he sung on it. It was called Bad for Good. That's his. The other album released that year was Dead Ringer. Again, songs he wrote and gave to Meatloaf. Now, you would have thought, well, didn't he keep the best for himself? No, he didn't. The songs on Dead Ringer are fantastic. Rock and Roll and Brew is a great song. The reason why I mention this is because later on, he combined the music from both his album and Dead Ringer and put out Bat Outta Hell 2, which combined those songs, which were fantastic, which was also quite successful, but never as successful as this particular album I'm referring to, which is Bat Outta Hell. Apparently it is factual that many people have lost their virginity to at least one or two songs from this album. So if for nothing else, that's a reason to buy it. You can listen to it and think, ew. I don't know whether it was just taste or not at the time. I never got into it when it first came out. It took years to grow on me, if you know what I mean. Maybe it was because I was young and every girl that I knew loved it. It was kind of like the album Grease. You know, every girl had a copy because it was good. One of the world's best rock albums ever, Meatloaf, Bat Outta Hell. If you actually haven't heard this, I won't say the obvious. Just get it and enjoy. This show today brought to you by Nelly's Nails. Remember, when you give your feet to Nelly, your toes are in good hands. Until next time.